Good morning, everyone. I'm Janaína Storti, Head of Investor Relations at Banco do Brasil. Welcome to our first quarter 2024 earnings live stream. Our event will be in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, and you can choose between three audio options: original, Portuguese, or English. Present here with us are our President, Tarciana Medeiros, our CFO, Geovanne Tobias, and our CRO, Felipe Prince. Yesterday, at the end of the day, we released the numbers of these earnings, and along with it, we made available to everyone a video of our CFO commenting on its main components. This was done so that we can optimize the time here a little bit more, making better use of our space for the questions and answer session. So considering this new dynamic, I'm going to turn the floor to Tarciana to make her initial considerations, and next, Geovanne will give a very brief speech with some highlights, and then we will move on to the Q&A. But before that, you will see here throughout our event a QR code on the screen. This QR code takes to a very brief survey with three questions so that we can hear your perception of this new model for our earnings conference call. I would now like to turn the floor to our CEO, Tarciana Medeiros.
Good morning to all. BB's purpose is to always be relevant to people's lives, and at a time when we are all in solidarity with the magnitude of the tragedy that is plaguing Rio Grande do Sul, I begin this live by saying that the residents of the regions affected by this disaster can once again count on the full support of Banco do Brasil. From the very beginning, last week, we announced actions to contribute to the recovery of the state, and we have updated this package of actions based on the development of several measures throughout our Banco do Brasil conglomerate. Today, through the Banco do Brasil Foundation, we allocate another R$50 million in support to the population of Rio Grande do Sul. This amount is in addition to the other R$5 million that we had announced already last week and to the R$3 million that we received through our solidarity campaign, which is still going on, published on all of our channels. But I emphasize that our actions go beyond donations in the millions of BRL by Banco do Brasil and the companies in the conglomerate. They also involve humanitarian support in the region and relevant business measures for our customers. We have made credit lines more flexible, increased grace periods, postponed payments of credit card bills, in addition to other measures that can contribute to alleviating this moment of pain. We have also implemented a set of initiatives to support our employees who are in the impacted cities. We are in direct contact with all the 113 impacted employees, providing support and advice to each of them individually and according to the needs that afflict them. With us, we seek to ensure the comfort and dignity for our colleagues that are going through this difficult time. We continue to closely monitor the situation and will use all of our channels, capillarity, and whatever is in our power to help the state. We hope that Rio Grande do Sul can begin to rebuild itself as soon as possible with the support of the entire Brazilian society and international society. Continuing with our earnings presentation, I would like to thank you all for your participation. We are pleased to deliver the best first quarter in history for the second year in a row. Income of 9.3 billion BRL in the first quarter of this year represents a growth of 8.8% over the same period of 2023. I always say that discipline in the execution of our strategy and our governance model are attributes that generate value for our shareholders and bring returns to society. Banco do Brasil's corporate strategy reflects its participatory and diverse management model. We bring together representatives of the controlling shareholder, minority shareholders, and employees in our deliberative bodies, and we give them voting power, all aligned with the same objective of building sustainable results. We are accountable to more than 1 million individual shareholders with whom we have a transparent relationship. We understand that the value of our shares does not yet reflect the fact that we are among the most profitable banks in the country that grows our portfolio sustainably and responsibly with robust capital. We have been working together with our partners to diversify the generation of business, as we know that with this, we will be increasingly competitive, offering a complete value proposition in the different segments of the market. Fee income proves this. We closed March with 8.3 billion BRL, and here, the performance of our conglomerate is very important. We foster innovation in our company's businesses, and I'll give you some examples here. In the case of BB Consórcios of consortium, we have an initiative in the market, which are the Green Consortia. The strategy provides for an ecological counterpart with the planting of trees per quota sold. Green groups encourage the acquisition of green economic goods, such as electric or hybrid vehicles, solar energy, water reuse systems, among others. This initiative has already reached a volume of 3.7 billion BRL in quotas sold, which made it possible for us to plant more than 435,000 trees. Another example, BB Asset structured its first real estate fund for shopping malls, BB Premium Malls, BB 11, launched on B3 last Friday. The fund has already consolidated itself as an absolute success in fundraising with almost 1 billion BRL. This initiative reinforces our commitment to offering complete, sophisticated solutions. We have also intensified talks with Banco Votorantim, with a focus on increasing the financing of new vehicles. This partnership aims to increase market share in the segment, combining BB's expertise in credit and risk and BV's distribution and vehicle financing.
Another important point that I would like to mention would be about Cielo. We believe that the delisting will bring relevant conditions for the company to compete and better position itself in the quality new reality of acquiring a means of payment. We do understand that it's possible, and we have a complete proposal, value proposition for corporate clients, integrating the main aspect of the relationship through payroll, collection, acquiring, and cash, amongst other problems, in a more dynamic, efficient, and increasingly innovative way. In fact, business innovation is fundamental, and it still fuels loan growth. At the end of March this year, our loan portfolio registered 1,138 billion BRL. This is a growth of 10.2% vis-à-vis the same period last year. Amongst banks, we were the one with the highest portfolio growth, with defaults below the average for the financial system and with a mix of risk and return that suited our business ambitions. For 2024, we intend to keep ahead of competition in expanding our portfolio, considering our strength and leadership, such as payroll loans, loan facilities for companies, and agribusiness. The result we're presenting today are quite significant in terms of figures, with an NII of 25.6 billion BRL, 22% higher than that registered during Q1 last year.